The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We're currently talking with Mark over there in Philadelphia. And Mark, I was kind of wanting to clear up that there, but Milton Friedman was behind this shock doctrine. And they're the ones that, kind of like this MK Ultra program where they got all these student kids and they got them trained up and then they threw them back down in the countries and stuff that they wanted to overthrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I may have seen that some time ago. I agree, it's on the same line. The Unit 8200 is infiltrating the corporations, and then that was in 1952 that started. And in 1979, the Talpiot program started, from what I gather, and that was to infiltrate technological.
And that article, you notice how it says that they had all the financing from their peers to be able to do those transitions too, where they're able to buy up all these companies and then of course move them to Israel so that Israel can claim that they have all this wild technology, just like the Intel chips with all the back doors for the NSA and stuff. And of course that Guardian article that says that the NSA shares all raw data with Israel, and that's of Americans. Right. What does Israel, a foreign company, have to do with our data?
Right. And my take on it is that, well, this comes from this Brendan O'Connell, who's in Australia, which gives detail to this Talpiot program, and I guess he's known about this for some time, and I'm just now learning. My gut told me that this was going on, I just didn't have a name for it. And then but my take on it is that they're setting themselves up to be the new superpower. Now, there are some, even on Republic, who think that we own our government, that we own our military, that we own the military-industrial complex, that we Americans, at some level, we Americans control that. Horse crap. Lockheed Martin is not controlled by true-blooded patriot Americans. It's controlled by Israel. And I'll give you an example. So what we do, what Israel does, is get us to pay for whatever technology to develop, whatever technology, and then they steal it. Now, my take on this F-35 is that that was a setup to begin with. It is a superior aircraft.
And they control all the computerized stuff, and then when something goes wrong, they automatically fix their side, then they'll eke it out to other people like Microsoft and updates, charging for it.
Right, or if a patriot group within our country ever went against them, they could shut us down, and they would be a superior Air Force because they get a superior plane, and they've got the fix already in. Now, how come I've tried to share that with Rivero, and he's like he cuts me off and thinks I'm out of, on cloud nine. I don't think so. Remington was taken over, right? I think,
right.
And it's sabotaged. I mean, my gosh, man, how do you lose $950 million when the gun sales are through the roof? That just doesn't make practical sense. And
well,
people
want to
give the... Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, Mark, excuse me. There's a few things that John Stadtmiller does that I don't really agree with, but that doesn't mean that I don't like him. And the same thing with Mike Rivero. Right. There's a few things, like when he talks about apes and stuff like that, Of course, most atheists and whatever, or would be, or former Jews like that, are you know, usually atheists and stuff. But I don't blame Mike for that or anything like that, because I realize what his intentions are. And I've had a few run-ins with John too. You know, even when I call in on a show, and he's, you know, he says, don't, he'll you know, during a break, he'll have me hold over it. He says, don't mention that on my show. You mention it on your show, don't mention it on mine. But see, John has his methodology like that, so does Mike and stuff. But I have no agenda like that, because, see, I don't vote. What you're just saying here right now is I'm always constantly correcting people on Twitter about this when they're talking about our military, our government. Prove it's ours.
Right. Right, yeah, well, we've been, and like, by the way, I'm originally from Missouri. I'm originally from the Show Me State. So, like your previous caller, the Show Me State. I agree with her. It's looking worse that we're going down at the America that we always thought we had, or we thought, you know, the greatest intentions of what it was supposed to be. Anyway, now here's what I have to say about people who call themselves Jews. Now, here's the thing. There is a guy named Brother Nathaniel. I don't know if you've ever watched
his YouTube channel. Oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah, I've talked to him quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah, well, good. Because he's an example of a former Jew, which I guess you can be that. I don't know. But anyway, he's now Orthodox Christian. And he speaks up about the Jews and the bad stuff they're doing. Now, how come other Jews don't do that? I say it's because at some level they know that they will either get a direct advantage, or they will hope to get a direct advantage, because the financial system. Sorry to interrupt you. The financial system's compromised. They control it. The intellectual, our higher places of learning. We're talking about Ivy League schools. University of Pennsylvania is right down the street from me. Right. University of Pennsylvania, who controls it? Every building's got a Jewish name on it. They control it, hands down. And who are they? And you walk around the grounds here. Do you see any white people? Very few. You know who you see? Chinese and Indians.
Yeah.
Who's bringing those people in?
Yeah, well, apparently, Mark, you're awake.
Go ahead.
You see what's going on. Yeah. I see it. A lot of the listeners out here in RBN, they see it like that, but... I can only conclude that you're right, because I've noticed this, and that's actually stated in a lot of these Zionist things. About even Benjamin Netanyahu has said that they're going to just basically suck America dry and then kick it to the curb.
Right. And by the way, here's one for you. Have you ever listened to Art from Philadelphia? He's usually on Rick Adams' show.
There's an Art that calls in here. I can't remember where.
No, that's Art Off the Grid. I'm talking about Art in Philadelphia. Oh, okay. He grew up here in Philadelphia.
I haven't.
Website.
No.
Okay, listen to this guy. When I tapped into him several years ago, he's got a website called NoPlaceForCorruption.com. NoPlaceForCorruption.com. And over to the left-hand side, he's got a PDF you can download and read. You can read it online. But it's like over 1,000 pages now. And it gives detail to the early beginnings of the Jewish mafia and how it infiltrated and how it's taken over a lot of stuff. By the way, Netanyahu grew up in the suburb of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
He grew up he's a dual citizen.
Same thing with,
isn't that interesting?
When I was watching John Pilger's The Coming War with China, and you start listening to him as they go through history and they document everything, like the Kerry family, and also Roosevelt, as I mentioned last week there, that they were both heavy into the Indochina Opium Wars, and that's where those families made their money. These were former German Jews that had moved to America and changed their names.
Yeah, exactly. Here's another one for you. If you go to the early beginnings of the Prohibition, you know, and all that was going on, and there is a show called Boardwalk Empire, which portrays that early history. And I know some people here whose families were around during those times of Prohibition here in Philadelphia. Okay, the Jews totally controlled Philadelphia. The Philadelphia police were known around the world as the most corrupt, not just in America as the most corrupt, but around the world. The reason why is because they were unloading the boats. The Philadelphia police were unloading the boats coming up the Delaware River that was loaded with booze from over in
Of course.
Europe. But here's the thing. If you want to know where our drug problem, the roots of that come from, Meyer Lansky. It was his idea to bring in heroin. The other mobs didn't want it. The Irish mob, the Italian mob, they didn't want anything to do with that stuff, right?
Because
they
knew
it would destroy their customer base.
Yeah, when I grew up in Vegas.
So Meyer Lansky,
Meyer Lansky was
the one that had the idea to bring over heroin and snuck it in on the, and this is portrayed in the Boardwalk Empire, which is, by the way, is a very good production. And they say it's closely related to true history. So he snuck in, unbeknownst to his partners in crime, these drugs that the partners in crime didn't want to have anything to do with. And, so if you want to know where that whole idea about drugs comes from and who's pushing that, that's another way to destroy our family structure, our
exactly.
whole country.
Exactly. You know? And it also rises crime, which causes domestic abuses, murders, whatever like that, you know. But
right.
That's why I've highlighted, Mark, there, that DHS Sentry Members Program, where all those vetted members, they go through the full iris retinal scan, the 10-point finger ID, full backgrounds check, and then at the borders, they have special speed pass lanes in which they only have a 10-second wait, which is bragged about on their homepage, to allow those in there. But if you Google or whatever browser you want or DuckGoGo, Sentry member arrested, and see the hundreds and hundreds of cases there where these members are arrested. But of course, this, again, is the government showing you that, hey, you know, the war on drugs is working. But it's from those Sentry members who are bringing in millions in meth, cocaine, and other drugs, which are meant to destabilize the inner cities, to drive crime, to make it so that the court system keeps going, the new Prowler cars are bought, and the new cop is put on the street, of course, militarized. But this is, you have to think of this. Like I was talking to Dave from News Now Houston there on email and stuff. But when you realize that you have to keep the system going, you need to have a product. And, of course, the product, of course, in this case is drugs. And with Trump here in his recent statement here that he might, across the board, make it so that marijuana is legal. Well, you know, that'll get a lot of people on board. But, you know, Americans, and I hate to say this, you know, for the most part, if you're using it for medical, well, that's one thing. Getting higher once in a while, that's another thing. But to be totally stoned out, that's what the government wants. They want you so submissive, so blacked out on fluoride in your water, stuff like that, that you don't care what's going on around you.
I have a tendency to agree. And by the way, I am from Southern Missouri, and see here, when most people, well, used to, especially, when we would think of these drugs, the hard drugs, the heroin and the coke and all that, you think of the big city. Well, here's the problem with that. It's no longer in the big city. It's in Springfield, Missouri, where I'm originally from.
I'm on a reservation.
They caught a big drug dealer.
Yeah. Huh? I'm on reservation here. And it's bad on here, and I've been to accidents out here where they found a pound of meth in the car and stuff. But, you know, this is that back road where they come up, I-95 into Idaho from California right to Spokane and start distributing all the drugs to the reservations here in Montana and in North Dakota.
Right.
It's planned.
And then that brings up – then, Keith, this brings up the other part, especially like – now, I've never been to Montana, but I always took it that Montana was like – you know, really independent, right? And so where are the sheriffs at the borders and saying, we're not letting your damn drugs in and we're not participating in that federally program where we get to steal your property when we cooperate with the federalities where we have that asset seizure and forfeiture idea going on, because it's a real slick idea for us, especially if we compromise, we allow our own jurisdiction to be compromised by the federalities so that we can steal your stuff and get away with it. It's all legal. Are they doing that out in Montana, too?
I can tell you this. In my county, I know there's other counties that are having problems here, but in my county, our Sheriff Rummel down here, he is one hell of a good sheriff. The FBI wanted him arrested because he wouldn't pick up that guy from Idaho because he said he had no valid warrant in our county here. But when Obama first came out about the seizure of guns, I forwarded that to all the Montana peace officers, and of course locally here too, and they all rose up and said there'll be no gun confiscation in Montana.
Okay.
But see, so we do have those that are out there, and of course this estate here is based on hunting and fathers taking their children out shooting and stuff. I mean, it's not deadly crime. that article I read last week about how the cops are scaring the crap out of these kids at schools going in there, and this again is policy now to scare the crap out of these kids, to let them see all these militarized police, to just get used to them. And then when they're on every street corner, you know.
Now get this, Keith. Now let's take a wild jump. Let's take a wild jump over to Israel. And what's Israel doing? They invite the local authorities over for some training over in Israel. Of course, they probably have them provide them some sort of entertainment while they're there as well, and who knows.
Of course.
But we do know that they're teaching them. And by the way, on this note, the Palestinians are nothing less than guinea pigs that the Israelis, the Jewish mobster bastards, excuse me, have evil beings. They're using the Palestinians as guinea
pigs. For test subjects on their new weapons and stuff, yeah.
To test them, probe them, destroy them, attack them, and to see, because at the core they're a human being, and they're a group of human beings, and even though they are different, you know, they're Palestinians, at some level they have something in common with the rest of human beings on the planet Earth, and so they're using them as an experimentation model that they plan to do on the rest of us. That's my take on it.
Remember hearing recently about how they're checking to get all Asian and Russian RNA and DNA to, and they basically said weaponize it. And this, of course, is to target things. That video I highlighted before about the DOD Funvax, where they talk about spraying this so-called vaccine from the air, chemtrail type thing.
Oh, my God.
To despiritualize, you can go watch it, DOD Funvax. Anyway, to despiritualize the so-called radical Islam. Well, if that's towards radical Islam, why isn't that turned towards America? Well, look at the people that are dropping off from religious services, that are losing their entire morals, changing entire lifestyles. This is planned.
Yeah. And then you watch when I watch the videos of these people in Hagee's congregation, whenever they talk about Armageddon, these people are like standing up like cheerleaders, like they bring it on. Let's all have thermonuclear war across the planet. We all like glowing in the dark, huh? I mean,
yeah,
it's like not Looney Tune crazy.
Yeah, they're all sitting there singing Kumbaya and Shall We Gather at the River. I mean, they actually have this weird perception that when all hell breaks loose, they're all going to get raptured and go off somewhere like that, and that's not how the Bible speaks of it.
And I don't know that it's just Hagee's. I mean, there's several other groups. And I grew up in the Bible Belt, and I went to a country church up on the hill. It's been there since 1865, and I haven't been back there in a long time because I've been away, but. Please tell me that they haven't all lost their minds. I mean, if that's Christianity and thou shalt not kill and it's like that other, like the previous caller said, I don't know. America looks like it's going down unless we can, you know, there is the, well, I don't know what the solution is. Try to be informed and I'm not going to lose my sanity. I'm staying with the truth. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, my break's coming up here, but I have to catch you off here. But anyway, I was going to say, though, you know, that's how I perceived it, too, here, that we've been watching the way religion's dying, the way spirituality itself is dying, the way family values are dying. And this can only be planned because when you watch the commercials on TV, they're not a white family or just a black family. They're all intertwined. It's an Asian with a black, with a white. The kids look pink, you know. But this is all designed this way, and it's to break up the family structure where people used to sit at the dinner table and have meals, share their days, school events, or anything like that. It was all shared and stuff like that, Leave It to Beaver or Donna Reed type stuff,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And this has all been taken away now. And if you mislabel a young school kid as a boy, you could wind up in trouble because, you know, you might gender associate him as something that's wrong.
That's crazy. And on this note, I'm a Christian, but these other people who call themselves Christians and want Armageddon to come on, I'm speaking up against them because that does not represent Christianity to me. So in the same way, any Jew that's out there that's a real Jew would stand up and speak up and say, no way,
that's right.
That does not represent what I believe as a Jew. And if they don't speak up And if, especially if you ask them about what happened on June 8th of 1967 right. and how they
all right.
feel about
I gotta
that.
Cut you loose. I got to cut you loose, but thanks, okay, Mark? Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Back, everyone. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, 1-800-313-9443. Before my callers there, I was talking about the Israeli Iron Dome there, and then, of course, the amount of money. And then we find out, as Canonus was talking earlier, that software that is used for Israel's famed Iron Dome system, missile system there, is also protecting New York's power grid. And then, of course, you got to start wondering, like we were saying, you know, that if someone starts scalping up all your technology and stuff and starts building the chips for it, and when you want to use it, it may become totally useless. Just throw a switch, like they talk about these kill switches, you know. But anyway, so when you hear stories of where Congress approves $600 million for Israel's missile defense program, we have Americans here where you have to think about what would $600 million do for your town's local school, its elderly, homeless, the starving, or lied to dying veterans, what, you know, their needs. And this is what bothers me the most, is the United States should cut off foreign aid to everyone. You know, I mean everyone, you know. I remember on Voyager where the Ocampas, they were taken care of by the caretaker there. And the question came up as the caretaker was getting older and dying. Captain Janeway says, well, why don't you just let them go on their own like that? Because without people exploring and stuff, they don't become anything. But if you take care of them, they'll never progress, do anything. But anyway, so in lieu of that, like I say, in 2015, Israel's GDP was $299 billion, and that's for a population of 8.2 or 8.4 million. And that's not really all the Jews there because, again, as we mentioned, they're dual citizens. And they float in and out quite a bit there. But anyway, again, here on TV, though, if you do watch TV, their commercials are always out there every 20, 30 minutes to please help the starving Jews, send $25 for a food basket. And they got all this money, but of course they always tack on this Holocaust, you know, some elderly lady that's one of the last Holocaust survivors, you know, oy vey, you know. But anyway, a constant guilt, and Rivero makes a good point there where he says, you know, if America is one that liberated all these alleged Nazi death camps, then why is America or Americans paying for 70-some-odd years of Israel's creation and supporting it militarily and all this? And even that Marshall, one of the generals, five-star I think he was, he got basically kicked out of office because he wouldn't stand behind go along with the president's vote on what Israel wanted. And this is all about the same era as the USS Liberty back in the 60s era. But you know, no one reads anything nowadays. That's what really gets me, you know, but I love to read now. I hated to when I was younger, but anyway, you know, it's like I've kind of cracked that joke too. You know that if United States ever did go to the moon, they probably haven't been back because the entire Apollo space program there, Israel's received that already from the United States. And again, when you see these millions of Americans that are homeless, starving, and then know that like Trump and his border wall, you know, back to Zionism again. Who's building it? Oh, the Israelis are getting the contracts, none of the 90-some-odd million Americans that desperately need work to make it so they don't lose their home or their cars repoed or something like that, or to buy food, you know. But, you know, that's things I think about. And I always said, you know, action, reaction. We're supposed to feel bad if there's an alleged school shooting here or a gay nightclub thing or someone goes into a mall or whatever, you know. And how tragic it is. But you have to think, when you start looking at these cities the United States has bombed over there in Iraq and Libya and Syria, I mean, it's total. I mean, you can take a color photo and use your photo enhancement and just make it black and white, and it will look just like Dresden. That's how bad these towns look. And, of course, they don't care because they want these big U.S. corporations to go in there. And who, of course, is going to make all this contracting stuff, the big IMF loans to rebuild those. And, of course, the survivors, after burying their dead and everything, they'll be the ones left to pay off this IMF loan with oil and stuff that is actually already stolen. And there'll be no way to have any resources unless you work for one of these big oil conglomerates, you know. And when Trump came to office here, where he made that remark about taking Iraq's oil for the wounded warriors, it's like, it's not the United States' oil to take, and the war was based on a lie anyway. So, you know, pay Iraq, you know. Anyway, we're right back. This is the bottom of the hour, so it's small commercial, but we'll be right back. 1-800-339.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening on Frequency here with Keith Rogers, Western Montana. Call in numbers 1-800-313-9443. You know, I was going to mention there, you know, our problems today, they're not from little men dressed in black uniforms waving AR-15s around and stuff. They can't get to us because who issues all the travel visas and flights and stuff is your government. They have you on no-fly list, everything like that. So if someone's here, they're here for a reason, you know. But it's like Congress, you know. Congress goes to work. I mean, this is how you can tell you're in a real democracy, right? We'll touch off the Republic there. But in a real democracy, we have Congress that works anywhere from 130 to 180 days a year, sometimes maybe 200. They make over $174,000, and they have the ability to vote themselves into a raise. Meanwhile, all of their whoring out to all these great corporations around here that enslave us with all their infectious food and infectious poison vaccines and stuff, you know, they get to do what they want. And it just makes us sicker and sicker. And I've highlighted that before here, too, where you can go to 2018 and get a current photo of the current Congress or the current Senate. And you look at those people. They come from every walk of life. They're black, they're Asian, they're Korean, they're Mexican, whatever like that, you know, American. All faiths, doesn't matter. They're Christian, they're atheist, they're Jewish, they're whatever, you know. But these are the same ones that instead of being elected for the people and by the people and take care of their constituents, they're out making these massive corporation deals. And, of course, that's why you see, like, with Rice, where here again, working for the State Department, $174,000 a year. She had, 12 years in office, and she had, $60 million in the bank. They're all corporate whores. And, of course, there was a special deal, I guess, with Trump over there in Saudi Arabia. Some other deal, which is reason why Saudi Arabia agreed to buy all these arms and stuff. But it's these big conglomerates. They just keep passing their money back and forth. And then in the meantime, and again, it's not just America, no matter where you look. You can Google Australia, you can Google England, whatever like that, you know, or whatever browser. And look at the amount of unemployment, the amount of homelessness, cheap, shoddy building causing fires which kill their citizens. And they, instead of bringing this to light and say, well, hey, we need to fix this. No, it's, hey, we need to cover this up, you know. So our problem is like Ron Paul had said once there. He says, you know, our enemy isn't Russia. It's not China. It's not North Korea. Everything, if you look around your house right now, everything is regulated by the U.S. government, you know. And again, through whether it's an ambassador or whatever like that in the political thing, no one can come into this country without a visa or some kind of a passport thing. So if someone's here, they're here for a reason. So when you have people like Lindsey Graham saying that, you know, that American cities will burn, you know, is he implying, just like they try to always insinuate, like Russia's got some great huge stealth sub off the Gulf of Mexico and they're just listening to everything, you know? Well, it'd be no different than what the United States is doing. But, like, again, see, no one ever looks when they demonize Venezuela for the starving and stuff. Well, you know, if U.S. sanctions weren't on that country and they were able to sell their oil at a legitimate price, they probably wouldn't have that because it was going good under Chavez, you know. Same thing with Iran, you know. Iran has millions of cancer patients. They need to enrich uranium more. And most people don't realize that Iran is a signer of the NPT, the Non-Proliferation Treaty. But Israel isn't. And, of course, Israel recognized or admits openly they have bombs, but they won't tell you anything like that, you know. And now, of course, if you read the news, that Israel is going to work with Saudi Arabia on nuclear stuff. So, but they can do it to whoever they want. They're little Wahhabi friends there, but, of course, Iran is the target. Anyway. Anyway, in this email I'd sent out this morning, I continued on here with the fact there, you know, that we have all the problems here of all the babies and stuff that are dying, the hunger, whatever like that. I was just reading here where another baby was buried, and they were able to get the heartbeat back and stuff. I didn't read the rest of it there, but what kind of a sick society? I mean, when my wife was pregnant with our three kids like that, I was in so much joy that I had a baby coming, you know. How people could take something and just dump it, you know. And that gets into another story here later on here, but you know, it's again, like everything you see, all this Middle East transactions and meetings of Bilderbergs and stuff, it's like a massive ritual type thing. And I noticed that Trump had went downhill the minute he, in 2016, you could see his wordings change as he had met with the Council on Foreign Relations. And again, we know who's all controlling that too, but so Trump or other quislings like him, you know, in Congress and the Senate, they're always putting the foreign affairs of some other state or nation like that above Americans. I don't know why more Americans, when it comes to voting, they don't vote these things out. But the problem here is what we call party politics. if you're a Democrat, you got to vote Democrat. If you're Republican, you got to vote Republican. But if you think back in the 1930s, all the different parties that was actually in the United States. But see, that's a two-party system there, and of course, you can't bypass that. And of course, then you're stuck with the same thing my mom used to say, you know, that having to pick between two evils, you're still getting evil. And I always remember her saying that to me. That's probably why it stuck so much all the time like that. And probably what makes a guy decide to run his life better there, you know. But anyway, you know, when Trump came to into the forefront there, and he was compared to Nazi Germany. And, of course, what did Trump want to do? Make America again. What was Germany doing? Pride, culture, nationalism, pride of the race, all this, you know. And they don't want that here. It's not part of the agenda. They want division, constant division. So but I think that's another thing that gets me about all this, like I mentioned before, about Israel building these walls. And I believe that the way things are going is what Patty had mentioned there, too, and others, is the fact that this country is slowly being taken over. And when that wall finally gets built, Americans will probably realize then, like Gaza, it's not a wall to keep people out. It's to keep you in. And just, you know, just think of that for a while, kind of dwell on that, you know. But anyway, other than that, as I mentioned, the Miramar genocide, Israel openly brags about selling the arms, but they're not going to say why or anything like that, you know. You can Google it. But anyway, Israel right now is under fire for the human rights groups for refusing to embargo sales of weaponry to these Burmese again. And again, like I say, the arms flows just keep going. Just same thing here in America. Same thing in Britain. They all keep funding all these arms to Saudi Arabia, which is in turn bombing the people of Yemen. And then they come out with a Human Rights Watch and saying up to 1 million people could perish and stuff. Well, don't look at me. I'm not selling it. That's why when they always talk about, well, we're over there bombing in Afghanistan right now. No, you might be. I'm not. Don't pluralism me into that conversation, you know. I didn't authorize that. I didn't authorize the national debt or anything like that. There's no signature. I ain't got my robo-signature, you know. I'm not authorizing nothing, you know. I'm neutral in this so-called affair here. That's why I get so sick and tired when, you know, it's one thing to say my country, but if it's yours, they're saying our planet, our solar system. You see how they use these word things? It's not ours. We don't own nothing. Even on our house. Don't pay your taxes for a couple of years. See how fast you lose your home. You know, my property. But anyway, my car. Anyway, if it was my car, a cop couldn't tow it, right? No, they can do whatever they want. You know? But anyway, so a lot of this, like I say, is all due to what they want for this immigration policy, moving people around and stuff. And that's why I'm a firm believer that this is going to lead eventually to a spark. And especially with all these summit meetings right now here, too. That while people are making deals, other people are making plans for wars. And the economy does not look good right now. So, you know, if Americans don't wake up soon, it's basically their own fault. And it's not our duty or anything like that, but I guess it's love of thy neighbor, you know, that you tell them certain things. I don't make a dime for sitting here on RBN just talking about this stuff. I mean, they can find anyone else. Matter of fact, I may have to take some time off. I have a procedure tomorrow, so I don't know if I'll be around next week, but anyway. So, then we have South Carolina passing the anti-Israeli, anti-BDS movement. But see, these little things, like that German lady said when Hitler came to power, it was like water over a granite rock. You don't see it, but over time it wears a groove, and eventually it'll wear the rock away. And I think that's what's being done here, is more and more people are being put into prominent positions, and of course they can move their policy, use state lawfare, whatever like that, to snare or entrap people. And again, I keep referring to this as the Stockholm syndrome, you know, that love of one's captors, you know. But anyway, that top link, as I was mentioning earlier there, that it's pretty gross when you watch how people actually brag, because, you know, it's like the military nowadays, you know. They go out there, and as I mentioned there about in Iraq with that collateral murder thing, these guys aren't playing a video game, but they watch these people drop like flies, or they watch a tank run over someone, and they're sitting there just Googling like mad, like there's some young tickled schoolgirl or something like that, you know, that, hey, look, we just killed someone, you know. And I'm glad at my age I haven't had to kill anyone in my life like that, you know. But it's this mindset that this whole country is and just into, you know. And in a group there right before the show, they were talking about the rising suicide rates. They're up 30%. And, of course, what happens? Well, then an article comes out and says, rise in U.S. suicides highlights need for new depression drugs. Well, who would have thought that, you know? And, of course, this is from Reuters News, where it says a spike in suicide rates in the United States has cast fresh lights on the new and more effective treatments for major depression, with researchers saying it's a tricky development area and has largely become abandoned by big pharmaceutical companies. You can tell that's a lie right there if that's put in bold. But, again, when I asked my doctor when he wanted to give me this other crap like that, and he says, well, adjust your serotonin. I says, well, what's your serotonin level supposed to be? And he says, well, no one knows that. And I says, so you start screwing with people's serotonin like that, and it makes them go wild and shoot up a school. And, of course, he just looks at me. But anyway, so the suicide rate is really troubling there, but, of course, you have to look at what people – oh, there was a certain age group, too, in the young 20s. But, of course, this is now to where these kids have they've sown their wild oats. Now they're trying to figure out who they are sexually. They're inundated with TV and these sitcoms and stuff, making everything sound like it's oh so happy and blah, 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 you know. Anyway, so they develop these relationships and they go along and then suddenly nothing works. And they say, hey, you know, I don't feel like I'm a man anymore. I want to be a woman. And they have to go through all this treatments and hormonal, you know. And then after that, 40% of them commit suicide. So this is just systemic to what's wrong in this country here. It's just the loss and the drop in morality of everything like that. And I just can't see no way out unless people wake up. In lieu of that, Lockheed Martin, as we were talking about earlier, they're awarded a $929 million contract for this hypersonic weapons to counter Russia's and China's threat. Course, you know, that's almost $1 trillion again, more on the national debt, you know. And of course, they're going to be, they say that Social Security is going to be gone in what I think it was 8 years now, but last time it was going to last till 2035, and then it went to, you know, down to our time now. So that's how much they're just bleeding, sucking this country dry. And that's why they keep talking more and more about universal basic income, because if you feed people, you know, make them dependent upon you, you can control whatever you want. They'll never bite the hand that feeds them, you know. Locally here, Steve Bullock here in Montana, he signed a first-of-a-kind executive order to require many state government contractors to report their political contributions, even the so-called dark monies. And, of course, after I read that, I figured I'm sure he'll be found dead with 3 shots to the back of his head and be ruled a suicide, because you don't make statements like that, you know. This is the cabal at work, you know. This I found interesting, especially with what they keep talking about, crime and everything, you know. But the Bureau of Labor Statistics has finally released their top dangerous jobs reports, and the police officers aren't even on it. And now the list, it goes on here. Construction laborers is number 10. Electrical power line maintenance or installers, repairers are number 9. Farmers, ranchers, and other agricultural managers is 8. Drivers, sales workers, and truck drivers and stuff. 6 is mining operations. 5 is refuse and recyclable material collectors, probably from all the toxins and chemicals. 4 is roofers. 3 is aircraft pilots and flight engineers. 2 is fishers and related fishing workers. And the number 1 is loggers. Out those guys out there cutting those big snags down, you know. But police aren't even mentioned on that. In lieu of all this military stuff here, like, you know. I can't help but think that of that saying I heard a while back where it said, let's not forget the difference between a mom answering a door to Domino's while the boys are sitting there playing Call of Duty and a mom answering the door when they have been called up for duty. And that's the crux of the thing there, because, you know, I see these young kids around these towns here and stuff like that, and I just think, oh, God, these guys are ripe for military age, and you know, they got their whole futures in their mind anyway, set ahead of them about going out and doing things. But because they depress the economy, they make it so jobs are scarce. The only way they can do it after they finally maybe do enlist to go into a college, and they get saddled with a massive student loan, which is ridiculous. But anyway, they have to pay that off. So, of course, the only thing to do with no jobs as they come out is to use that degree and get an officer's position. And later on comes the blackmail from what happens in college and stuff. But again, as I say, life's so damn cheap anymore. And I look at my recent friends here that a lot of them are ham operators that have died. And, of course, more are dying. And as well as special friends here, like I've just lost a few here. But I feel for them. I feel for their families. And, of course, I always look to the other side there, too, because whenever I see, like, death anymore, I just think, well, to be another person doesn't have to witness World War III, you know. Anyway, we'll be right back here after this break here. And what was I going to say here? Anyway, I'll be back here, grab my thought here. But anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say.
You need to say.
There's a place.
faithful people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, welcome back there. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Kind of chatting in the chat room there, making people laugh. But anyway, you know, in lieu of this fear thing, you know, it's like, here's another one for you. Over 1,200 Minnesota parents are suing to shut down this Child Protective Services. Again, this is that constant fear. State owns everything you do or controls everything you do. They tell you what your kids are going to learn in school. And if you don't, you're not being politically correct or socially correct. You're not being sexually correct, you know. But, you know, here's the government that's telling the people what they have to adhere to. And it was the other way around where people put those in power to go govern us under the same set of laws that they would apply. And, of course, that's why you see that Congress exempts themselves from Obamacare and they have their own health care. And if people can't see the amount of tyranny and fascism at the top, I mean, it's really bad there. But anyway, this story here is about this group here that shows that how many people are having problems with this. And if you listen later, I'm sure Doug will bring this in on his show because it's from his site there. But they go through this of fabricating evidence and stuff. And the reason I wanted to highlight this is because years ago, I got a call from a Child Protection Services there, and they had a report about something, and they wanted to book an appointment to see the family. And I said, sure, you don't know, come on in, tell me what. Anyway, what this all stemmed about, I was sitting down at the time, the door knock, you know, and of course my wife answered the door at the time I was married, and anyway, and my kids are sitting there. I just got home from work. They were crawling all over me like worms, you know, but anyway, the gal sat down there and she just kind of looked at the kids and everything like that, you know, and she says to me, I don't see any evidence of abuse here. And I says, what? You know, what abuse? And she says, well, we had it reported, you know, and of course I knew, you know, school or something like that. So anyway, what it had turned out is my daughter Mariah had fallen asleep in school. And when they woke her up, they says, well, why are you so tired? And she says, because I was up snuggling daddy all night. We were watching some stupid show late into the morning or something like that. We both fell asleep. Whatever, you know. But see, this is how perverse they want to make things. I remember as a young man how they used to say, don't kiss your daddy in public and stuff like that, you know, where they take these bonds and stuff, you know, only shake hands with a man and stuff. And but you look at these other Greek cultures and stuff where they walk up, hey, you know, Dominique, and they start hugging and, you know. But we don't have that bond anymore. And the only time that you do now is where it's put into some perverse way. And, of course, they're making that socially accepted. So, anyway. On other news about Hillary Clinton, it seems like some high-level state Dems funded over $84 million to Clinton's losing campaign. This lawsuit asserts here. And this it might get individual something really going on there. End of show here. I wanted to mention here about Sean Hannity maybe going to prison here. Anyway, thanks for tuning in there. And Ken wants to raise that volume up. I'll go over and smack him there. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to the chat room. And I'll let you know about next week. Happy to meet you. Doug's up next. Thanks, Kenneth.
Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Yeah.
Tired of being lied to by mass media?
It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.